Come in.
Okay, Jen, this is my house. I've been here for 2 years now. This first room here, this is my bedroom.
And what's the difference about this bed? Because I can notice there's, what's these?
This is a profiling bed, and this was given to us by Rotherham Hospital. It helps with me sleep apnea, because the bed raises when you press a button. You've got this button here. That raises it up, and that raises it back down.
Just talk us through why you wanted help with your eating in the first place.
It was because I couldn't do things for myself. I couldn't clean my own house. I struggled with washing myself, going places. I can't go anywhere by myself without, you know, I've suffered from anxiety because people shout abuse at me in the streets. I wanted a better way of life. I wanted to feel healthy as well.
Just talk us through what the actual operation will entail then. What is it that's actually going to happen to you?
They're going to go in through keyhole surgery. So they have to fold the liver back and then get behind. And the pipe that you use to swallow the food, they cut that away from your stomach and they reattach that to your small intestine. And that creates a little pouch the size of an egg cup. It isn't a guaranteed. You've got to be able to work with it because you can obviously stretch yourself another stomach.
Just tell us a little bit about how you've been preparing for the operation.
The milk and yogurt diet, you've got to do it for 10 days before the operation. You're allowed 3 pints of semi-skim milk or skim milk a day and 2 low-fat yogurts. You're also allowed to have sugar-free jelly, sugar-free squash. The idea behind that is so it shrinks your liver to help with the surgery.
The idea of eating just milk and just yogurt, to me, makes my stomach turn a bit because you think about all that dairy and it gets a bit cloggy in my mouth. How's it like actually having to do it?
To be honest with you, I've struggled with the yogurt part of it. Milk, I'm not so bad because I like milkshake anyway. What I've been doing to get through the milk part of it is I've been having it as a milky coffee, and instead of having the yogurts, they've allowed me to have either one Bovril drink or OXO drink a day, and that's helped me cope better because I'm getting a bit of taste for salt, which I like savoury stuff anyway, so that's a bit better for me. Yogurts make me feel a bit sick.
And I've noticed that there's... What's this here?
Oh, this is my CPAP machine. I suffer from sleep apnea. I have to wear this mask of an evening before I go to sleep. It's kind of like... It fits... I'll show you. It fits over your head. It's got two nozzle bits what go up your nose.
Yeah.
And it just sits. It's a bit uncomfortable, to be fair. Yeah. And then you press that button there, and it's pushing air through here into this pipe, into your nose. It's right noisy when you've not got it on. See how noisy it is? Pressure of the air coming in. So when I've got that on, I can't speak.
And has that sleep apnea developed since you've put on weight?
Yeah, it's become about since I've become morbidly obese. The weight of me when I lie down, I'm pushing down on my own organs. It's obstructing me sleep.
But what would your response be to people who say, well, if you wanted to get healthy, why couldn't you just do it yourself?
I'm a comfort eater, and it's a lot harder than people think. It's not a case of being hungry and wanting to eat food. You feel like you're empty, and you eat to fill that hole, but it doesn't help because that's not where you're empty, if you get what I mean.
What is it that makes you feel empty?
I've had a lot of problems in my past. I don't really want to go into all the ins and outs of it, but that's what's led me to comfort eat. I've always felt like I'm competing for attention, like unloved and things.
When you eat, how does it make you feel?
It doesn't help, to be honest. I eat and eat and eat to make myself feel like I'm full, but then I get upset because I've overeaten, and then I'm thinking to myself, I've made myself in a worse situation, and then I eat some more to try and make myself feel better for that. So it's like a vicious circle.
Right, so if we come out here, yeah. Just go through to, is it the sitting room we've got on our left?
Come into the hallway. This is my living room. I've got 3 sofas. I've got this red leather one, that's quite low down. I've got them 2 brown ones. The brown ones are not very comfortable and they're not very sturdy, so I can't really sit on them because I don't want to break them. They belong to the council. This red one's mine, but it's low down, so when I sit on it, I struggle to get back up. There's nowhere to hold on to to push yourself up from it. I tend to sit in my bedroom, to be fair, just to like, so I've got that bed to lift me up, do you know? At the moment, I'm 30 stone 13. I was 38 stone. I've managed to get down because they said they wouldn't operate if I didn't lose some weight. It was devastating, really. I mean, I'm 32 now. I was 30, 31 then. And I just kept thinking to myself, it's disgraceful that I've let myself get this far. I was ashamed because I had to rely on carers coming in and they were helping me shower. And I'm thinking, these are what are supposed to help older people or people who have disabilities. And it's not fair. I shouldn't have got myself into that situation where I had to rely on other people to take care of us. This is a walk-in wet room. Because I can't lift my legs over into a bath.
Do people come in then to help you shower or can you do it yourself?
I have carers come in on a morning. They help with washing the bottom part of me, but I try to do it myself because obviously I'm embarrassed.
Do you have any control of what goes on downstairs?
Yeah, I can control my bowels. Yeah. Like I said, sometimes if I'm sitting down in there, I struggle to get up, so I could have an accident, you know what I mean? I don't want to put myself in that situation where I've got nobody to help us if I need...
Do you have to wear special underwear or anything like that?
I wear pads to...
Like a tenor lady pad?
Yeah, a tenor lady pad.
You mentioned that you spend quite a lot of time within these four walls of your home. Mm-hmm. When you do go out, what is the response from people towards you?
I don't go out alone. Well, I don't go out alone at all, to be honest with you. So I've always got someone to come with us. As well, I have them with us as support because whenever I go out, there's always someone shouting abuse or calling us a fat whatever.
Does that happen every time?
Not every time, but it's happened enough times to make me nervous to go out because I can't handle confrontation. It upsets me. There's always going to be people who are looking at someone, whether it be because you're fat or you're a different colour or whatever. That's just the way society is now. I do try to let it go over my head and not take it as a personal dig at me, but it is hard. It is upsetting.
What do you see when you look in the mirror?
I see a failure. Someone who's tried and tried to diet and not being able to do it. Someone who can't do things for themselves and has to rely on other people.
And you've asked for help.
Mm-hmm.
You want help.
I want help. I've asked for help for a long time and I couldn't get any help. And then one day, one doctor, and now I'm here.
This is your kitchen through
in
here?
This is my kitchen. At the moment, I've not got anything in it that helps me with washing dishes and whatever.
Well, in terms of your food, have you got food in the cupboards?
I've got like coffee, Canderel sauces in there. And then I've got cereals and dried things over here. Slim Fast tins in there.
What kind of stuff do you eat?
Ready meals, sandwiches. I struggle to cook now because I can't stand for very long. I can't prepare a proper healthy meal.
And how often do you eat?
I don't have, for example, set breakfast, set lunch, set tea, and then snacking in between. I eat as I want. Like I said, when I comfort eat, if I'm upset, I eat more than I would normally. But I just eat when I'm hungry now. But when I'm at home and I start thinking and getting into my head and I start getting bored and I'm frustrated because I can't go out, I eat more.
Your relationship with food, it's not to do with just stuffing stuff into your mouth. It's there is a mental connection to it. It is... Would you say an illness?
I'd say it's more like an addiction, to be fair. How people deal with things that have gone on in their life, some people might turn to alcohol or smoke or turn to drugs, where food, I turn to food.
Do you like the taste of it?
No, I can't taste it. It's not. I'm not eating because I think, that looks nice and I want to eat it. I just eat to try and fill that hole that's there. But no, I don't taste it as I eat it. It just goes in. Some of my friends have said to us, I bet you can't wait to lose weight so you can be skinny and you can buy nice clothes. And it's not about that. It's about being healthy, not worrying that I'm going to have a heart attack at 35, being able to do things with my niece. So yeah, I'm looking forward to a new way of life.